You're driving right here with me, Brad, 18 minutes away from news coming up top of the hour. That's Glitter Dream with Milan Jarvis. Also played something up front from Enrique Iglesias. If you tuned in, of course, before that, we had our latest financial news right here on 107.7. Right. As mentioned earlier, we're now turning our attention to our first topic this afternoon. My first guest for today is Brittany McCormick. Now, Brittany's on the line with me to share her amazing journey and a story of living with cerebral palsy, which people pronounce differently. Some people say CP. And she's also going to be sharing with us how she's turned her experiences into something that helps other people, because it's all about helping others, especially when you yourself is going through it. How can you add value to the lives of other people? We'll also touch on things like awareness and why support for families or from families matters so much. Brittany, it's great to have you with us today on The Drive Show. Thank you for making time. Welcome. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you very much for asking.
That is lovely to have you. How's your day been today?
Crazy busy, but otherwise really good. Really, really good.
Very happy to hear that. It hasn't been easy these past couple of weeks, especially with this heat.
No, it has not been easy. But you can always adapt.
Absolutely. I love that. I love the spirit. Thank you so much for the chat, Brittany. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast, of course, on our app. Now, for somebody who may not fully understand what cerebral palsy is all about, and you know, talk to us a little bit about that, Brittany, and what is day-to-day life like for you?
So, Bertie, the way that I understand my own condition is it's that of a stroke patient, and part of your brain gets affected during birth or after birth. And to be honest, daily life with cerebral palsy is really challenging, but it is very impactful. I was raised to be as independent as possible, and I was also raised to be very driven. So I was raised to not give up when circumstances came my way.
Now, growing up, you were speaking about being raised in the spirit of always, fighting for what you believe in and never giving up. So growing up with this condition, Brittany, what have been some of the biggest challenges that you've faced so far, would you say?
I think in reality, it's about society not really understanding. So I've faced a lot of people looking at me different or asking questions. And I had to learn how to answer those questions without taking offense, but also being able to help other people as well. Understand that it's okay to ask questions. It's okay to want to know more.
Yeah. Now, you've once took on the challenge of walking 100Ks to raise funds, Brittany. And we can all remember that, of course. Why was it so important for you to do that? And what kind of message were you hoping to send by doing these kind of things?
You know, I started that challenge because I faced the challenge myself. My wheelchair broke when we moved here. So I had no wheelchair for about 2 to 3 weeks, and in that interim I realized what other people really go through if they don't have help in the form of a wheelchair or a walker. So that just struck a light within my soul, and I decided that I have to do something about it.
Yeah. Now, for parents listening and loads listening this afternoon for your voice, Brittany, what are some of the early signs of cerebral palsy or cerebral palsy, as I mentioned it earlier? And why is it so important to get support, but to get it very early on?
You know, Bradley, I'm not a mom or a dad, so I can't really answer for them. But I can answer according to what I've read by the research that I've done. And it says that you can see via the movements that are slow and slow development. But my advice would be, if you see something that is abnormal, contact the doctor as soon as you can.
Sound advice. Brittany McCormick, thank you so much for being willing, first of all, to come live on radio and share your story with us. We really appreciate it, and we salute you for all the sacrifices that you've made to raise awareness and support others. We appreciate it, and I'd like to wish you a wonderful day ahead. We'll talk to you soon again.
Thank you so much, Bradley. Thank you for the time.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, Brittany. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. There we go. We'll make that conversation available as a podcast. She's done amazing things while living with cerebral palsy. That's Brittany McCormick. Thank you so much for being willing to come on live on 107.7 and, just opening your heart and sharing your story. And I'm absolutely sure that it's going to be touching the lives of so many other people, especially those of us that are going through something similar. That's Brittany. It's 12 minutes away from the top of the hour. This is KC Drive right here with me, Brett.